The top five at five.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists, killed in a U.S. drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan. New York City pleading with border states to stop sending migrants to the Big Apple as the city issues an emergency proclamation to deal with the influx. Tensions heighten between China and the U.S. as Nancy Pelosi is expected to arrive in Taiwan tonight. The polio virus was found in wastewater up in Rockland County a month before health officials made the finding public. The U.S. allowed 20 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine to expire, with the FDA dragging its feet on a freeze-dried version of the vaccine for over a decade. U.S. forces have killed Osama bin Laden's number two man responsible for the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden addressed the nation last night. Here's 77 WABC's Bob Brown.
A CIA drone strike has killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan, this coming 1 year after the U.S. withdrew its forces from the region.
On Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. You know, Zawahiri was bin Laden's leader. He was with him the whole time. He was his number two man, his deputy, at the time the terrorists attacked 9/11.
Biden says Zawahiri was also responsible for other enemy attacks against American forces, including the attack on the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 sailors. I'm Bob Brown for the 77 WABC Early News.
New York City's Mayor Eric Adams pleading with border states to stop sending migrants to New York City. The city's shelter systems are already at the brink. New York City is one of the few places in America with right-to-housing laws, and they require the city to find shelter and services for those needing it. The city Monday issued an emergency procurement declaration, allowing the city to rapidly contract with service providers and shelters. Adams and city leaders say Texas and other border states know about the law and are taking advantage of the city's right-to-housing laws.
We need some of those states that have been giving people one-way tickets. We need them to understand that this must be a partnership.
About 4,000 asylum seekers have entered New York City's shelter system since late May, resulting in a roughly 10% increase in those needing services. The city's shelter system currently receives more than 100 additional asylum seekers seeking some form of housing per day, according to the city. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to arrive in Taiwan tonight, defying threats of Chinese retaliation in what will mark the highest level U.S. visit in some 25 years. Taiwan's military has bolstered combat readiness, bracing for a show of force from China. Pelosi's visit has triggered dire warnings from the Chinese leadership and sharply escalated tensions between Beijing and Washington, D.C. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This is very much precedent in the sense that previous speakers visited Taiwan. Many members of Congress go to Taiwan, including this year. And so if the speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing.
China views Taiwan as part of its territory, though Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign country. The U.S. has long embraced a middle ground that seeks to support Taiwan without infuriating Beijing. President Joe Biden said the United States would come to Taiwan's defense militarily if China invades the self-governed island. China warned the United States of unspecified consequences and not to play with fire if visiting Taiwan. Well, the polio virus has been detected in wastewater in Rockland County a month before health officials actually announced a confirmed polio case on July 21st. New York State health officials Monday urged people to make sure they're vaccinated against polio. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the presence of the virus in wastewater indicates there may be more people infected. However, no new cases have been reported out of Rockland County. FDA Chief Scott Gottlieb last month blamed Ukraine for being the origin on CNBC.
It's possible that people who migrated out of Ukraine into Poland and Hungary brought some cases into those countries and perhaps this individual contractor there, because you're just not seeing a lot of this around the world right now.
It is not yet clear whether the virus is actively spreading in New York or elsewhere in the U.S. Less than a decade ago, the U.S. had some 20 million doses of a new smallpox vaccine, although effective against monkeypox, sitting in freezers in a national stockpile. However, the U.S. let the stockpile expire. As of May, all but 2,000 doses had expired as the monkeypox virus surfaced. 10 weeks into the outbreak, high-risk people seeking vaccines are left waiting. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha last month.
We have procured more vaccines than any other country in the world, probably more than every other country in the world combined.
Approvals for a freeze-dried vaccine have been before the Food and Drug Administration for over a decade.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.